So, you ready to get into the news?
I didn't even open yet. This is... Doesn't matter. No, wait. Oh, you fucking butt scratcher. Come on now. I'm trying to start the intro.
And then I guess
through it.
I guess that other thing it'll was from... Yeah, okay. Go for it.
Still be a happy hour. It's just a different happy hour.
No, it's the same. I put them together.
No, I'm saying it's a different type of happy hour. Like, we're recording right now.
Okay.
But the sandwich talk doesn't have an intro to it at all or any news. It's just mindless babbling. What do you want now?
This is Wasted Information. Wasted Information.
The happy hour.
This is Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
So we got a lot of news. We're recording on a different day because Brandon's going to be out of town. We're going to do things a little different the week this comes out.
There's so much news, though, in this what became a really short week for us to collect. Yeah. Normally we have, you know, a full 7 days to collect our news. We had like three this time.
I'd say first, how was the weather down there?
It fucking sucked. There was an inch of snow in Lexington, Kentucky when I woke up. It is the middle of April.
Yeah, we had a couple inches of snow. The worst part about it was I took my dog out. Like, I watched it snow the night before. Took my dog out in the morning. There's snow everywhere. It didn't dawn on me until I walked out to my car that I would have to brush my car off. Is one of those things you walked out like, oh, what the fuck? Oh, well, I don't know what I expected. It snowed, so of course there's going to be snow. But it was like packed onto my car. There was like an inch of snow, but it was like thick on my car. It wasn't just like brush it off.
Yeah, I get that. It was a little off-putting to wake up. I'm not even going to say the middle of April. We're 2/3 of the way through April.
Yeah.
And there's snow on the ground. I mean, I always remember, so my mother's birthday is coming up very soon. And I always remember her telling me stories of when she was a kid that she was playing like spring softball and it snowed on her birthday during spring softball once. And I was like, that's crazy. Then I think about it. I was like, oh, that's like northern Indiana. That can happen. I'm very disappointed in Kentucky. But anyway, from our weather report on to local news first.
Well, one, before local news today that we're recording to date ourselves is April 21st.
Yes.
You mentioned your mom's birthday. It's Molly's birthday, my dog.
Oh,
she turned eight today. Kind of. I don't know her exact birthday. It's what I estimated her birthday to be.
Nice.
So I don't want to spoil a surprise, but she's getting some chicken in a little while.
Don't tell her.
She doesn't know. But anyway, local news.
It's also my dad's birthday this week. So, all the birthdays. All
right.
The reason I'm not going to be here when we're recording is because I'm driving up to celebrate with them because we're all vaxxed. Good to go.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. So, local news. God damn it. So, while I was looking at local news, I'm going to go first. I stopped on the first headline I read. And I'm going to read you the whole story because it's not very long. Headline: Buffalo on the loose in Lexington. Lexington, Kentucky, WTQV. That's not even the word letters that are there.
What?
WTVQ. This is who it's from.
Well, those are the letters. You just said them in the wrong order.
Yeah, a little bit of dyslexia.
I was expecting like WHPR, and then you said TQV. Go ahead.
Anyway, I will read you the entire story. It's fantastic. Lexington police were involved in the most unusual search on Tuesday night, looking for a buffalo on the loose in Fayette County. Police say they were called to Jack's Creek Pike around 6:20 p.m. by a neighbor who told officers a buffalo had broken through a fence and was on the loose. Officers say they looked for the large male buffalo, but called off the search around 7:45. Also, y'all only looked for like an hour and a half? What? Police say the animal's owner told them to put it down if they found it because of its size and strength and potential danger to itself, people, and property. Police say they were prepared to follow the owner's owner's wishes. Animal Care and Control said it had a veterinarian at the scene with a tranquilizer gun to subdue it, but the animal never surfaced again Tuesday night. As of Wednesday morning, the buffalo was still at large, last seen on Shepherd Lane off Jacks Creek Pike. Animal control officers said it was likely in the wooded areas along the river and could come out, quote, anywhere. I don't know how to feel about any of this. It could come out anywhere. I don't think I'm that close to where this thing could come out, but Jesus Christ. You're
pretty close to anywhere.
Dude, the only thing I've like ever compared, like, one, I didn't know you can have buffalo in the city here, but all right. Two, the only thing I've ever had close to this was one time in Jersey. We had reports of a bear at the park on the river that was like 2 blocks away from our house. We were like, oh, bear. Interesting.
Speaking of that, though, with the buffalo, that shit happened to me when I was younger. Well, buffalo? Not me specific, but when I was a kid, we were on a field trip at Pottawatomie Zoo in South Bend, and a buffalo got out, and they had to shut down the zoo. Well, they had to, like,
interesting,
quarantine everybody in the spaces where till they could wrangle the buffalo back up and put it back in the pen or whatever enclosure. I just remember that it was just a group of probably like 7-year-olds walking around the zoo and then getting, like, what's the word for it? Getting, like, corralled. And getting corralled back, like, to a specific side of the zoo. It was like, we can't go to this side. We got to get out. Why? There's a buffalo out.
If I remember correctly, the buffalo enclosure was, like depressed. Like, it was, like, down. Not like underground, but it was lower than surface level.
I don't remember.
I thought that was so the buffalo couldn't get out.
They might have done that after the buffalo got out. Like, we need to do something. I remember. Yeah. I never saw the buffalo because it got out. We didn't go to that side of the zoo.
That's the good side. It's where the prairie dogs are at. Anyway, what's going on in Indianapolis?
Not nearly as entertaining as that, but Indianapolis Motor Speedway is planning to run the Indy 500 with up to 40% of the track's capacity for fans.
Hmm.
That was one thing moving down to Indy. One of the big things I thought, I was like, oh, I could actually go to the Indy 500 one of these years. And then COVID hit.
Hmm.
But so I guess it's coming up in May.
It is. Yep.
And
it's always a Memorial Day weekend, right?
I never knew. I'd only been down here when the 1 year it didn't happen.
That was like me moving down to Kentucky for the Kentucky Derby, and then it didn't happen until the fall. Anyway, continue.
They have measures in place. Face coverings will be required and enforced. That's going to be hard for some of the more redneck, right-affiliated fellas that think, oh, it's not the law anymore. You can't enforce this. And they're going to be drinking, and there's going to be issues.
I wonder, I guess IndyCar does get as many. IndyCar is not as bad as NASCAR. I would say IndyCar fans are not as bad as NASCAR fans. Well, they're not the same fans. So hopefully,
the amount of people that are going to be drunk there.
Yeah.
But then temperature check stations, upon entry, be spacing between customer groups and the grandstands. And it will be enforced. Spectator viewing mounds will be closed.
You say mounds will be closed?
Mounds.
Oh, they said the spectators had to have their mouths closed. No. I was like, that's going to be a hard one to enforce. You, shut your mouth. Stop breathing.
There's something else. And there's no general admission access to the infield.
That's probably a good call.
During the month of May.
Sloppy.
The May 28th. Carb Day concert, the Saturday, May 29th, Legends Day concert, the Sunday, May 30th, Snake Pit concert have been canceled. So no concerts, just the race part.
Lexington does have a big concert every year at the Keeneland track.
Dude, I'm fucking, God damn it, my hashtag game is on point because I keep getting auto response bots commenting on a shit. I posted about Take Molly's it. Birthday, and then petsbarkbox.9olive commented and said, collab, lollipop yes. emoji, ice cream emoji, DM us at petsbarkbox.offi.
Yeah, so the Railbird Festival, which is a music festival at the Keeneland Racetrack, is back on for August of this year, which will be interesting. Don't think I'm going, but it'll be interesting. The wife and I did actually go out on the town for the first night this past weekend. I mean, we're both fully vaccinated, and actually like almost 40% of our entire city is fully vaccinated. So feeling pretty safe, and the restaurants and everything we went to were pretty good. But it was weird, like sitting at a bar and eating.
Yeah.
Like we actually went and sat at the bar top, which as of earlier this week, they just changed the rules and you're not allowed to do that anymore. We like snuck in there. Then we like went out to a little brewery after that. It was interesting. It was good.
Nice.
But other than that, did you see that there's going to be a How I Met Your Mother spinoff, kind of quote, a spinoff sequel? I don't know. How I Met Your Father?
I didn't.
The star is going to be Hilary Duff.
Why?
Don't know.
Like how? Is he going to be in the same basic like universe, but just different people completely?
It's different people. And it's a little bit different timeline. Just like the other one was set a little bit in the future. This is the same way where it's like a little bit in the future. It says like the story will quote catapult us back to the year 2021, where Sophie and her close knit group of friends are in the midst of figuring out who they are, what they want out of life, and how to fall in love. In the age of dating apps and limitless options. So it's going to be like a modernized, essentially, How I Met Your Mother. It'll be interesting to see if they address the like coming out of COVID stuff, because it's set in, it starts at least in 2021 in New York. Other news, before we get into the hard hitting stuff.
Taco Bell, they're starting an initiative to recycle their sauce packets.
Oh, that's not what I was going to. I had other Taco Bell news.
Oh, well, that one, reading into it, they haven't disclosed any details of what the actual process is going to be, but they realize
oh, God.
Their sauce packets are bad for the environment. And then the fact that they keep them out of landfills.
Yes, and the fact they haven't released any details goes directly into my story, which is Taco Bell is testing its own meat alternative ahead of the Beyond Meat trial. So they're going to make their own meat alternative. What are they going to make it out of?
Is it going to be the sauce packets? Oh my God. Fucking all might be breaking news.
You heard it here first. Oh, Christ.
Well, shit. If they can make it taste good.
I don't know if I want to eat plastic, but anything.
That you've eaten regular Taco Bell food. You're fine.
It's probably true. Apparently, they're going to be testing their own meat alternative, and then they're going to do a Beyond Meat trial. They have some contract with Beyond Meat coming up in the future. But also, I'm just loving all of these the fast food place. I mean, generally, fast food's kind of shit for you anyway. But I'm loving that they're all doing these meat alternatives, just in case I need to go somewhere once.
Well, Taco Bell brought the potatoes back, so they really don't need. And they got beans.
Yeah, I hope along with their meat alternative, they do a cheese alternative, honestly. I hope they find something good that works on their tacos. Because it doesn't like really need to melt or anything. Like, they don't melt their cheese a whole lot. They just got to find something that tastes good. That's their big thing. Even just like the potato or the bean stuff, it all has cheese and sour cream on it. I mean, you can do it without it, but then it's just like beans and a tomato. Holy crap. Another follow-up. Sorry, I'm going through the news real quick here. So another follow-up to what we talked about last week when we were talking about our Jeopardy co-host lineup. Fucking LeVar Burton is approved. Yeah, they officially said he's going to co-host a lot. Like, I feel like they heard us. They heard me out here complaining about it.
They announced yesterday, so.
Yeah, they announced a couple other people. Oh, Joe Buck is going to be up there. We did not mention him last time. The sports commentator, Joe Buck.
Oh, okay.
You gave me a look.
I've heard the name before.
Yeah. Funny looking football guy. Joe Buck. So that's awesome. Oh, man. I hope he does great. I hope, like, Anderson Cooper's doing a good job so far.
He's getting better.
Yeah. His timing was a little off at the beginning.
He's doing a little too much, like, trying to throw in a little pizzazz after saying they got the question right or wrong. And dude on the right was horrible at trying to keep up with it because he was getting so put off by the question or the added comment as he was like and trying to pick a new category. And he like would like freeze and be like, cool. Can I get, and he was doing so poorly at first, came back with a vengeance and then threw it away at the end.
This was on Anderson Cooper's second night.
Yeah. Felt bad for the woman in the middle. She was doing terribly too.
The only other like news thing I had before we get into the real news was the NASA, the Ingenuity drone that they dropped off up there, finally flew this week. Actually got up there and was in the air. They were having issues with it, so it's doing things. It's a first. I don't know the actual. I don't know. I'm drinking and I don't know the actual. It's the first flight of a thing, unmanned thing on another planet. That's cool. Elon Musk will be happy to collect it for you when he gets up there. He'll have something to play with.
So, last news topic we got here. Pretty big one.
Yeah.
Take it away.
No, I've led all of these stories so far. You're taking this one. It's good news. I want you to share it.
Derek Chauvin has been found guilty on all three counts. One of those things, it's a good thing that it happened.
Yeah.
It's a little rough that it took 3 months, but granted, it's a trial. You have to go by the rules. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they all take forever. It's just the way our messed up system is.
And basically, the idea that people have posted, I've shared, this isn't justice. This is like an expectation of what should have been done. The fact that he was on camera, murdered a man, whether due to negligence or whatever, it shouldn't have been such a stressful time for everyone wondering if he was going to be found guilty or not guilty.
Everyone holding their breath of, is this going to happen, when in any other circumstance, it would have been a foregone conclusion that that guy was guilty of murder. Like, Jesus Christ.
Then the other thing, again, issues with our justice system is it's going to be, I think they said 8 weeks or 6 to 8 weeks before he's sentenced.
Sentencing. Yeah. That happens too. That's just the way it is.
Well, it's not about how long it takes. It's what's the actual sentence going to be.
Right.
They could pull some bullshit and give him a license.
I don't know what the max is for what he was convicted of.
75 years.
Is it really?
Yep.
Are those separately or like?
On the charges given, I think it said the charges hold a maximum sentence of 75 years.
But that's if they were all served like consecutively.
Possibly. Right?
Or no, I don't know. I don't know. We are not legal experts. I think most likely they'll be served concurrently.
It's not so much an idea, or I'm not thinking of it like how long is it. It needs to be a correct amount. Like if they try to give him like 5 years or 10 years with the possibility of parole type shit.
Yeah, I think it'll be longer than that because I think there's minimums on some of those where like some of the manslaughter charges he could potentially get out earlier. But I think the murder charge, I don't know the rule, and I don't know the rule there. So there could be a minimum on it. I know when they do start sentencing, they take into consideration some of the circumstances of when and where the crime was committed. So some people are like, oh, it might be lighter because it was in the line of duty, blah, blah, blah. But also there's times where if a crime was committed in front of a child, that people like the sentencing can come down really, really harsh.
Yeah.
The prosecution did a really good line in this one up. They had a 9-year-old child testify. I was like, damn, They're going for it there. And the fact that it's in public, like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then the girl that filmed it, that the real damning evidence, she was 17 at the time.
Yep. Yep.
Which automatically was in the presence of a minor there. And then looking back to the idea of if she wasn't there filming it, he might have just gotten away with it.
Yeah. And like I said, it's a relief that it happened, but everyone acknowledges there's a long, long ass way to go.
Yeah, this doesn't solve racism.
Hopefully it'll aid in the next steps, though. Set some sort of precedent that we can use going forward. Because, God, even this week, there's been even more. Jesus Christ. Sorry. I just randomly swiped over on Google and the next top headline I saw.
Oh, this is Buffalo again. And then your voice cracked.
It's gone. The buffalo's gone.
Yeah. How do you lose a buffalo?
There's this wild buffalo in Lexington now.
Just the Sorry. One.
True.
It's all good because I was looking up pictures for the Instagram and I made the mistake of Googling human monkey hybrid. And there's the human Z named Oliver. Well, this is hypothetical hybrid of chimpanzee and human, but then there's this chimp that has like almost a human face, but not really. His name was Oliver. I'll just show you.
Oof.
Yeah. I don't feel like posting that on our Instagram.
No.
I don't know what to post for that. Uncrustables are awful.
Shut your mouth.
It's gross.
They're not.
Yeah, bad. it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but it's peanut butter and jelly mixed together and then frozen.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross.
You don't have to.
Or refrigerated. It's just a cold peanut. The whole point of why Goober failed as a product is because you can't put peanut butter and jelly in the same jar. It's disgusting for some reason.
They're not like they're mixed together like in a single sock lid and then shoved in a bread pocket. They are separate in the pocket.
But still, but then it's
like a layer together of peanut butter, then a layer of jelly, and they're frozen.
But then it's just frozen together. So when it defrosts, it just melds. It's like if you made a peanut butter, if you like prep made
when you make peanut your butter, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, the second you put the two pieces of bread together, it's stuck together.
But I don't prep them. I don't make a bunch of sandwiches and put them in the fridge and eat them later.
Your bread would get soggy.
Yeah. Unless you use some weird, like, thick bread that you've cut like a ravioli.
The bread, that bread's not even that thick. It's like, I mean, it's dense. It's not thick, but it's like,
it's what I'm not a fan.
It's definitely not.
But then especially,
should we not talk about wellness and life? Well, should we just talk about
sandwiches,
frozen food we don't like?
Sandwiches. No. Well, that is part of wellness, is don't eat fucking frozen processed shit.
Yeah.
Because I do like a peanut butter and jelly every once in a while, but I've also perfected the peanut butter and jelly to where
I am a peanut butter and jelly regular, but I want to hear how you make your peanut butter and jelly.
Because I've heard people that like put the peanut butter down and put jelly on top, some fucking savages.
No, no, that's
it was wrong. Always opposite side. Peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other, you put it together. But that's
which one
not
do you do first?
Neither.
Oh, it's, okay.
The perfected method is a double decker sandwich. You do peanut butter on two sides of separate breads. You have jelly one side of bread. You basically make a peanut butter and jelly. Jelly the top of that. Put the peanut butter on that. So that way.
So are you like, are you a heavy spreader?
No.
Or are you just
not
like,
anymore. When I was younger, I was very loose with my wrist.
I like a solid layer though. Like I don't want to see bread through that butter. Also, smooth or crunchy.
I fuck with both.
No, it's got to be. If I can get crunchy, it's got to be crunchy.
Well, yeah, crunchy's better. Like, but I can. I don't dislike.
Like, I will lay a layer of that peanut butter down like a quarter inch thick. Like it is on there. Like
it's a matter of
thickness.
Here's the thing, though.
Like, spread it. Cover it.
I'm fine with that, but it's got to be about ratio. Like, you can't have like a thin layer of jelly and then that much peanut butter. That's why my method comes into play, because you can be loose rested with the jelly and not have to worry about it soaking through the bread.
If you just get that middle piece. How long does it take you to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that's soaking through the bread, though?
I'm talking about like when you're making lunch as like a kid, like and taking lunch to school.
Oh. And then I'm talking about like juice, now, like I get home from the gym and I make a peanut butter and jelly. Like
your that's juice box ends up laying on the sandwich, so now you have a rectangle imprint in the jelly.
Always.
I'm just saying the double decker is the way to go.
My family didn't allow you to use more than two pieces of bread per sandwich. Well, that's true. So,
seven times. Well, this was later in life too. Like as I've had many of butt pieces of bread sandwiches.
Oh, I actually enjoy if you have a good solid butt, I enjoy it.
No, I'm like, talking about you got one solid one and one that like got cut thin. So then
there's always the ones. Yeah,
there's a like, half like a, butt and then one that's not really a slice of bread, but like that's all that's left.
Paper thickness, just kind of just a little bread wafer on the end there.
There's not even bread on it. It's all crust, but yeah. It's not as big as a slice
like
of bread.
I just eat that. Like I don't do anything with it. Well, I just eat it.
When you're poor and that's all that's in the bag, you don't have that luxury. It's like, I'm just going to eat this. Like, no, I need to make a whole like sandwich. Recently,
like normally, like if it's a full like bread like shape, right? Like if it can fit and cover the other piece of bread, I will use it as a sandwich. I'm talking about when it's like they literally just shaved like the last eighth of an inch of it off, and it's only like a couple inches tall. Like I'm not putting a full piece of bread down, slapping some peanut butter over it, and then having 2 inches of jelly on top of that. Like that doesn't work. Okay.
Well, there's two more things to say about peanut butter and jelly. One. What type of jelly?
Ooh.
Or jam?
It depends.
And that goes jam, marmalade, and then flavors too.
So, jelly. I mean, I like a good jam. Obviously, jams are a little bit harder to spread. The go-to, like, standard is grape.
The Concord grape flavor?
Like, there's always, just grape, purple grape jelly. I like to mix it up. Like I said, I'll come home from the gym a lot and like I'll have like with a tofu scramble or something else, get my protein. I'll slap peanut butter on a bread. Sometimes I'll throw some jelly on top of that. Now I like to change it up. So there's a hot pepper jelly that I really like. It actually goes really well with peanut butter. Also just some like butter and jelly is good too. But lately with peanut butter and jelly, I have a rhubarb jam.
Strawberry rhubarb or just plain
rhubarb? No, just rhubarb. It's so good. It looks disgusting. It looks like snot in a jar. It's like green. Like your jelly shouldn't be green. Like think about the consistency.
Well, yeah, it's celery jelly.
And it's like a local shop that makes it too. So it's got like the chunks of like the fruit and stuff in it. They make other flavors. They make like strawberry and blueberry and shit. But the rhubarb one, it's got like rhubarb's kind of stringy and weird. So it's like, it looks like snot. But it's delicious.
What is with you and rhubarb? It always seems to come up in your life.
Rhubarb is good. I did want to name my child Rhubarb at one point. I don't have any children, for those who are wondering. That's probably part of the reason why.
Can't have a kid unless it's named Rhubarb.
Mostly because I wanted him to have a good nickname.
It wouldn't have been good. It would have been Rub-a-Dub.
Yeah, Rhubarb Antoine. Would have been his name.
So his
their name. I don't know how my imaginary child identifies their name.
But then you wanted to be Rub-a-Dub, it'd be Rhubarb Antoine Warziniak, so their initials would just be Raw.
I mean, we run with good initials in this family. It's fine.
That's true. Yours is BMW.
Mine are BMW. My mom's are Call. No, they're not. That was a lie. Take that out. It's
not her initials. Mine, I have too many initials, is one I tried to, it's like, what's a good alias? It's like, oh, go for your initials and like try to make a name. James Michael. So the first two initials, like Jim. Well, I'm already fucked. Like, it's just my name.
I'm not going to tell you mine because I have a very good one.
I have many.
And I use it.
Jim Weber is what I came up with because Wilson Benedict Robikowski was Weber. So Jim Weber. Then I have Paul Hamm. I have Alfonso Barker, Jonathan Gumballs. I got a lot of names.
I'll say it here. Our listener can, it's fine.
I'm cutting this out. Like this isn't going in the episode.
This is what we're going with now. This is,
we haven't finished the peanut butter and jelly talk though.
It's fine. So my go-to like, nom de plume when I'm writing is just B. Michael Lawrence, because my last name translates to Lawrence. So it's just,
I thought your last name was Son of Victory.
No, it's Son of Lawrence.
Oh.
I don't know what the hell Lawrence translates to, but...
So you're Little Raven, Son of Lawrence. That was... Oh, we did that the one time where we were trying to look up the meanings of our names. I was just translating Robakowski. And Ski just is like... Talks about where you're from. So it's basically... Mm-hmm. My name is like... From Robakov, which is just like the name of like a town or whatever.
It's like Italians, like where they have like the D or the D in front of it. Like Da Vinci. It's like Leonardo from Vinci.
But like translating what Robakov means, it's like worms. So it's like
James of Worms.
Of Worms. Anyway, the last peanut butter jelly question. What peanut butter brand? Because there's a correct answer, and then there's a wrong answer that everyone else uses. You do Jif the natural. No.
Jif Natural, 100%.
No.
Skippy Natural's not bad, but I got to support Jif because Jif is headquartered in Lexington, Kentucky. I got to support my hometown.
I don't give a frog's fat ass about your town. It's not your hometown. It's your current living town. And Skippy kicks the shit out of Jif 10 times out of 10. Skippy
Natural is pretty good.
I don't give a fuck about natural.
It's fucking peanut butters.
I don't give a fuck about your natural peanut butter with the oil on top.
It doesn't have the oil on top. Theirs don't have the oil.
Just peanut butter for peanut, brand for brand. Skippy kicks the shit out of Jif. And people don't want to admit it. They have the fucking teal jar, which is visually pleasing. Someone comes up and is like, I like Peter Pan peanut butter. It's like, you probably also drink RC Cola, like, you fucking weirdo. I'm going to edit in a laugh there because I like that one.
I missed something. I clearly missed.
I said,
there, use that I laugh. Said,
I said, Skippy kicks the shit out of Jif peanut butter. And then there's going to be someone that's like, well, I like Peter Pan peanut butter better. And I was like, you probably also drink RC Cola, you fucking freak. I did work with a guy that really liked RC Cola. He was my boss back when I worked at Dookie. Great dude.
I don't but he know that RC I've Cola. Ever had any RC Cola.
It's weird. It tastes like someone tried to make Coke but didn't hit the mark. But then I also don't like Coke anyway. I don't like regular soda. Speaking of that, I'm cutting out soda so we can actually get to like the health and lifestyle stuff.
No. We'll talk about all this. We can go back and edit the happy hour and tell people we're not actually going to talk about the lifestyle shit. We'd be like, you know what? We started, it was boring. So we talked about food. This is food number two, y'all. Yeah. I can't remember. It's been so long since I've had just a soda that, I mean, I was always a Coke person. Like Pepsi always tasted fake and like chemically to me. I don't think I've ever had an RC Cola. Like I probably did at like a childhood birthday party, because you know, why would you feed children name brand things? But it's been so long, I don't think I can tell you the difference anymore.
The only soda I'd really drink for the most part would be Diet Pepsi. I don't know why, just like the taste. Everyone talks about it. It's worse for you than regular soda. It's like, okay,
probably.
I don't care. It does have aspartame in it. I remember for a while it didn't, but then recent, like they had aspartame free all over the bottles. So I was like, oh, okay, they just took the aspartame out. But then recently I go to drink one and I look at the bottle. It says one of the top ingredients is aspartame. I was like, God damn it. These fat fuck Americans are like, I like it better with the poison in it. Put the poison back in my soda. So I'm like, I'm just probably gonna just swear off soda. So I started drinking LaCroix because I like seltzers anyway, but I bought a case. Like LaCroix was cheaper than Bubbly, which weirded me out. Like I thought LaCroix was like the top brand, but Bubbly, I think Bubbly is like owned by like a major company.
Coke, I think.
I don't know.
We can edit that out if it's wrong, but I think it's Coca-Cola.
Well, Coke has their own brand of seltzers.
They're getting rid of it. We talked about that in a Lost episode.
I know I've always found bubbly at Target. And then they got Michael Bublé in the commercials.
Oh, Pepsi owns bubbly. So Coke's was aha.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was drinking I realized in drinking seltzers,
Pepsi,
in my trash can, I have a lot of cans. So when I take my trash out, it's going to sound like mostly cans. So people are going to think I'm alcoholic. Mm. It's like, no, it's I'm just basic. Sorry. It's LaCroix.
I realize you just be a little LaCroix boy. And
I'm a LaCroix boy. Well, I was already a White Claw boy, a seltzer boy in general. So now I'm drinking virgin hard seltzers.
The co-op I go to, they had one. That, I mean, they have them everywhere. It's not just the co-op I go to, but Waterloo. It's like a flavored sparkling water. They have pretty basic flavors, but they come in like the 12-pack, looks like a soda case, little fridge pack things. And I always thought they were really good. And they were always like right next to the LaCroix, and they were just a little bit more, but it was a 12-pack and the LaCroix was an 8-pack. I never really did the thing. I was like, oh, it's not LaCroix, so it's cheaper. So I just grabbed it and I did the math last time I was there, and they're the exact same price per can.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I might as well get the LaCroix. So I picked up some Pomplemousse.
Ooh, the worst flavor.
It's not good. I mean, it's... to be fair, I'm not going to admit this to my wife. I didn't realize Pomplemousse is grapefruit. What? Fucking hate grapefruit.
How'd you not know? That's like the one French word I know.
I don't know. I don't fuck with LaCroix.
I didn't know it from LaCroix. I just knew Pomplemousse meant grapefruit.
I played it off as, no, it's fine. It's not that grapefruity.
It is. Well, it's a seltzer, so of course it's not.
It's really not. Like, I can drink that, and I hate grapefruit, and I can drink it fine. Because, again,
well,
it's
that
just
was
a hint of...
there was a whole of trend of making fun of how LaCroix tastes. One person said it tastes like TV static.
Yeah.
It's like it tastes like a strawberry whispered into a glass of seltzer water. Or it tastes like memories of fruit.
We can talk about it. So what was behind your major decision to cut out soda?
Well, because the only real soda I ever drank, and it wasn't even regularly. Like, I was already like...
Just the Diet Pepsi.
Once in a while, I get like a 2-liter when they're like 10 for 10. But then like actually looking, it's like, oh no, they still have... Because for the longest time, I remember seeing like the aspartame free on it. And I just assumed they just regulated that to all Diet Pepsi now. Because it's like, oh yeah, we took the like cancer-causing agent out of it. But then looking back, I was like, oh no, they put it back because fat Americans say, no, we want the taste good poison stuff. We don't want the healthy alternative.
You know, I think I don't remember if it made it into one of the shows or not, but when my wife and I, we use vegan marshmallows. So not any better for you, but they're vegan, right? So they don't have animal products in them like normal marshmallows do. So there's a specific company that makes them, Dandies. I'll give them a shout out. Here, when I buy the package, it's like it says like vegan really big across the front of it. When we went camping, we took our own marshmallows and like chocolate and things with us. And we're like, oh, we'll do like a s'mores thing. It'll be great. When we got there, we went through a company. And they had a little tiny house on the side of a mountain. They had a little like s'mores kit for us. And we're like, oh, well, we'll still probably use our marshmallows. They had the same brand of marshmallows in there, but it didn't say vegan. And I was like, that's kind of weird. I didn't know. It said all natural on it.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. And then we like looked at them. We were looking at them side by side. And they're like the same thing. We started reading the ingredients. Everything was the same. Everything was the same. And then at the bottom of the all quote all natural one, there was a little vegan stamp. So they were just somewhere. They were not marketing them as vegan. Because you know someone's going to fucking lose their mind and won't buy the vegan marshmallows.
Yeah.
But, oh, it's all natural. I'll buy that one.
So it's like, the exact same thing, but just change the label.
They just marketed it differently. Yeah, whatever market they were selling that bag in.
That's smart.
Well, they were in the South, so I didn't know why they were. It was in Georgia. So yeah, I'll give it to him. It was a smart move. But yeah, people, man, they do not like healthy things. That's just the...
what's this vegan mean? I want to know. Is that like a vagina? Is this gonna make me gay? Is it gonna grow me a vagina if I eat these marshmallows? No, give me the Jet Puff.
Probably,
fuck,
sir.
I don't even want a bag of marshmallows. Just give me the marshmallow fluff, where it's just marshmallows squished into a almost liquid into a jar. I can eat with a spoon.
Do you want me to scoop that in your mouth for you, sir?
Yeah.
We can hire a girl who's scantily clad to come over to your house and just scoop it into your mouth for you.
Let's start connecting that back to fucking peanut butter sandwiches. Fucking, you ever had a fluffernutter?
Fluffernutter.
That's a Midwest as shit. Fucking marshmallow fluff and peanut butter. It's good for two bites, and you're like, what am I doing? Like, what is my life?
What I do still fuck with, though?
Peanut butter bananas?
Nutella.
Oh. Nutella's overrated.
It can be very sweet, but sometimes I need it. Yeah, peanut butter and bananas all the time. All the time.
Yeah.
I'll even throw it in my peanut butter and jelly. Just mix in some banana is great.
Speaking of foods and sort of being healthy, have you tried the TikTok trend, the nope. nature cereal?
Nope.
Have you not seen that?
I'm not on TikTok.
Yes, you are. You have TikTok on your phone. You've talked about it.
I no longer do.
No longer do, but it's been recent enough. But
no, things on TikTok are trends for like 3 days, and then
this
gone.
Is like a month ago.
Yeah, I haven't had TikTok for like 3 weeks. So.
A month is longer than 3 weeks.
Nope, I missed it.
Anyway, nature cereal. Somebody put like fruit, like blueberries, blackberries, whatever, in like a bowl,
okay.
And they put like coconut milk on it. Or coconut water ice.
Yeah, that's very different. Okay.
It's like, so it's coconut water just in fruit, and then they put ice in it to like keep it cool, and then ate that and called it nature cereal. Like, oh, it's better than cereal. It's like, it's just fruit in a bowl with fucking coconut water.
Yeah.
There's nothing special to it. And then they're like, this is a new trend. They're like, oh my God, this slap, like putting like blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, and eating it like
so
cereal.
So TikTok discovered fruit.
But
is what we're saying.
Oh. They put coconut water in it and ice.
What's the ice do?
To keep it cold so it doesn't get room temperature right
away.
How the
fuck long does it take you to eat your fruit?
When you're eating it like cereal, longer than just eating it regular.
I brought fruit today and I forgot. I was going to eat it.
Oh,
sorry. I totally forgot. Anyway, no, not about this. I mean, I eat fruit anyway. I don't need to put ice on it.
I mean, I was immediately offended by the blueberries.
But I figured. I made sure I drank all the blueberry seltzer water before you came over. So just so you didn't have
I'm
to
not offended
it.
By it being there or the thought of it. Just I don't want to eat it.
I didn't want to
drink it.
Any chance of like triggering you at all?
It's not going to trigger me. The only food that's going to trigger me is cube steaks. Like that's the only one that I've had like a visceral like anger. Somebody brought up cube steaks. I start going on a rant about how bad cube steaks are.
All right. So we should figure out a way to wrap this up with the, what did we decide we're talking about? Oh, the fears, right? Oh, so we're just going to cut back into that.
Yeah.
That other segue, right?
So because Brandon's going to be out of town and all that business, we're not going to record a real deal this week. Instead, we're going to post another classic one where we talked about fears. And I also talked about Moose Cholok for a while at the beginning. But if you don't know who that is, stay tuned.
I still don't. So,
but anyway, this has been Wasted Information Happy Hour. I'm Jimmy.
Brandon.
Again, I'm Brandon.
I did it that day. Oh. I'm Brandon.
No, No. On the happy hour, you were so proud of yourself. You're like, I'm Brandon. And you're like, I didn't breathe that time. Except it was, I'm Brandon. I didn't breathe that time. Like, it was very clear that you breathed in really hard. I cut it out, but thought you got away with it. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo or email us at WastedInfoPod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.
The Happy Hour.